www.thebetterthings.org website. And she's been managing and creating new and better things for us every year since then. She also created the selling aspects of the Wolf Pass, the essay press, and all of the other things that go with it. And so today she's going to give us a brief tour of some of the new information that's available on the Wolf Pass website. Thank you. So this is the nooks and crannies of MuralWolf.org, or as I sometimes call it, too many pages. It's over 1,000 pages, and most of those pages are actually many pages if you were to print them. I'm talking about, you know, web pages as opposed to printed pages. Audio and video are also available on the web. The Rex Stout section has recently been expanded by hundreds of pages of scans of interviews, letters, and other documentation of his many and varied writings, hobbies, and interests. Thank you to the Stout family. Thank you. The corporate section includes detailed information about the Wolf series books, as well as Mr. Stout's many, many other writings and also all the books about Wolf and Stout. So let's take a closer look. A lot of people don't even quite realize how deep it is. So if you go to the menu system, almost every page has menus on the left side like this. If there's a little black arrow on the right side, that means that it has a submenu. And it says some pages have their submenus on the page, see submenu. If you can see the red arrow on the right there with the, on the right, that particular page is pointing you to this. Changes so often, it has so many subtopics that it has its own page menu. And there's a newly added feature now called the sitemap, so you can actually go there and find things. It's not as pretty as I'd like it to be, but at least I finally have an accurate sitemap, and I'll work on getting it pretty next. But you can find things. And coming soon, I want to add site search. So if you hover over those menus that have a small right triangle, you can click on an option on the submenu. Menus may be four or more levels deep, as in this example. See, there's four submenus. This page is that one, the full version of the one, the tidbits has so many subtopics that it's hard to keep up to date because I add topics whenever I get it more info. So you can go to those submenus and see more. The Stout section also has its own page submenus. And this is the new sitemap. So this is just a snippet of it, but you can see, you can read what's there and so on by topic. It's in outline format. And you can use your browser to search the page. Use it, Control F or go to Edit Search and type in, and you can search within this page if you're looking for something specific. And I'll make this prettier as time permits. The site's organized into 14 broad categories using the menu system. About half the top-level menu systems have a pretty narrow focus. About us is just our history, what we do, and how to join us. Archie's Corner has loads of information about him, and including items named after him. There's a lot of different funny things named after him, and as we find these things out on the web, I throw the information out there, just kind of as a funny thing. It has a whole lot of quizzes. That's where we put the quizzes, because he's the witty guy. We have an events page with our quarterly events and our semi-monthly books discussion section. There's a scrapbook section with photos of our past events and information of all the places we've been to and done since 2000. It's not the whole history. There's a literary awards section with the Nero Award being, of course, our first and big one, and the Black Orchid Novella Award and the Archie Award. It's how they work. Who the past winners were, how to submit if you're interested in doing that, and so on. And the Wolfpack store has been largely superseded now by Cafe Press and our Amazon affiliate account. So please be sure if you're going to buy anything on Amazon, you go to the Wolf site page, and right below the menus, there's a thing that says Amazon, and just put anything in there and go to the Amazon page through our site, and we get 7% of whatever you buy, and it doesn't cost you extra. Right, right. Anything at all. Electronics, anything. Yeah, because we've been at it so long and people have bought enough. And the more, I thought when we signed up, if anybody who's interested in an affiliate account, that it would be like every year you had to get to a certain level, but it's cumulative over time. And we've had it. What? They do. And then there's a links page. It has lots of links to wolf-related data and sites like Montenegro and Arctic, but I don't put all that on the site. If somebody else has a nice site, it's just a link to it. So let's take a closer look. I started with my favorite section. That's the Nero Wolf Tidbits. And that has all kinds of information about deer, wolves, orchids, and orchids in general, wolf autos, Montenegro, Wolf's reading list, all the things Wolf read in the many books and his word passion, yellow shirts and yellow things, a certain amount of information about food, but mostly shad roe and a couple of his others that appear all the time. There's some kind of funny articles on there about shad. Wolf pastiches, I have links to them. I don't on the whole have them on the site. There's a huge section on brownstone. Their history, some of Wolf's band's miniature models, the Wolf Pack Memorial plaque on West 35th Street, how New York Times mapped the brownstone and put it in this great interactive map they had on their about 3 years ago. They plopped it right in the middle of the Hudson River, which of course is where it was. Yeah, right. And, and there's a section about Wolf's agoraphobia called Wolf Steps Out. It's really how when he does leave the brownstone, which is a lot more than you'd guess, you know, if you accumulate. And then about his gynophobia. The corpus has a lot of information that's really useful if you're a big wolf fan. So it has all the wolf stories in alphabetic order and in chronological order. It has the Robert Goldsboro stories. It has the Nero Wolf casebook, which lists by date all the cases that Archie records, either in full in a book or just mentions in passing. And they're in chronological order. And three different people have done this, so I put all three on because there's like discrepancies. Then there's all the foreign printing, so we put a lot of that information in with the, and there's also all the anthology printing, so if you're having a hard time finding any of the books, you can look at what the name of any, look through the anthology listing to see if your book might be an anthology you can find. And then there's the whole section about with staff biographies and wolf commentaries, as we call them, all those things about wolves, like the one is called, The Brownstone House of Nero Wolf, which is all about, and it starts out, it seems kind of funny to write a biography of a house, but, and that's what it is, it's the story of the house, so it's kind of fun. I have a lot of, in that area, I have a lot of PDF copies of magazine and other articles that you can read online, and all the cover art for all the things that I could find, whether I found original copies are just on the web. Then the largest section is the non-Nero Wolf books because it accumulates four periods, his writing periods, the pulp fiction period, his non-mystery novel period before he started writing the Wolf books and slightly afterwards, his non-Wolf mystery fiction, which was short-lived, about 4 years, and just before World War II, And then he wrote other things. He wrote magazine articles. He wrote this. He wrote a lot of things besides that weren't books for magazines and so on. It had nothing to do with school. And that's listed there. And where possible, if I could get a hold of them, I put those in there. Because most of those magazines and so on are out of business. So. Then the Rex Stout section. Well, thanks to the Boston Archives and to Becky for making available her own vast collection. And it's organized around a summary page and then an author page, a page with links to information about Rex Stout's home life, family life, and his many, many hobbies. He had a lot of hobbies. A page with links to his many varied political activities, which you're going to be hearing more about today. I thought maybe that was the FBI arriving. A photo section, and which isn't as extensive as I'd like it, but I'll get to that someday. And a page detailing the various archives housing Rex Stout's material. And then there's the A&E TV series, which a group of dedicated fans really put all this together, just about all that information together. And it's voluminous, and it's gorgeous. So if you really like the TV series, absolutely visit that. Then there's the miscellaneous media section, which has movies, radio broadcasts, the William Conrad TV series, the overseas TV series, because there's a German one, two Italian ones, and a Russian one. The audio and e-books out there, stamps, comic books, pastiches, and YouTube sightings. So. And then the Gazette section is kind of small right now. It provides information about the Wolfpack's Gazette as well as Ron Cohen's Gazette. And it also has scans of a few past articles. We will scan the Gazette back issue as time permits and as I get a chance to create a password-protected members-only section. So we'll do that as soon as we get a chance. So if you want to read it online, you could, or you could look at back issues that way. It'll also be more searchable, but we're going to make it for members only. I'm going to redesign the site soon, so that it's compatible with a wider variety of browsers, as well as notepads, smartphones, iPads, iPhones, all those things. Because right now, some of it, like, it goes off the screen too much, and there's a way that I can reformat it and make it go this way if the screen's really narrow, like on a phone. And I'm going to work on Cafe Press and put in additional links to the Wolf-related items on Amazon. And I have quite a few hundred pages on my hard drive called Put on the Site in the Future. And I just keep putting things in there, and I don't get around to getting them on the site always, so I got to get up. Anybody want to help catch up on all this stuff?
Thank you so much.
Thank you.